Good morning, children. Can we do that once more? With a little excitement this time. Good morning, children. What do you think will happen if I greet everybody else out there? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You still did better. You did much better. We welcome you, of course, to worship this morning. On the front cover, we've got a little different look to it. Today we're going to talk about distractions, and there's some questions that we're going to be asking. And are you going to sing today, by the way? How many times? Six times? One time. Maybe you can sing that one song five times. No? Sure. It's a long song. Okay. It's going to be good. Shall we begin our worship? Please rise.
Our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He is my only rock and my salvation. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation.
My fortress, I shall not be shaken.
Trust in him always. O people, pour out your heart before him.
God is our refuge for us.
Seated.
Our first reading from today is from Jonah 3, verses 1 through 5, and also verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 7, verses 29 through 31. "This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away." This is the word of the Lord.
All right, children that are sitting in these pews, you stay right there. Are there other children that need to come up for the children's message? Children out there, you can come up. It's okay. All right. Looks like we've got everybody here. Do you know? Come on. Can you help me with this? Let's sit here. Come on. Oh. Do you know how to call? Come on. Is something I said? It's okay. You can hang out by the window there. I understand. Do you know how to call for help in an emergency? What do you do in an emergency? How do you get help? Tell me. What do you do? Anybody? Call 911. Do you agree? Call 911?
Yes.
Do you know how to use a phone to call 911?
Yes.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
You have called 911? Wow. In an emergency? Wow. I have too, a couple of times. When you call 911 and they say, hello, what's your emergency? And you tell them what the emergency is, do you think they're going to help you right away?
They have to drive.
They have to drive to where you are, right? Yep. But do they say, wait, I'm too busy to help you?
Sometimes they say, I can't come because they have to go to another emergency.
Oh, sometimes they say they have to go to another emergency first. What do you think of that? Is that a good thing? If you need help right away, don't you want the help right away? Yeah. If you call 911, children, don't you want them to help you right away? Yeah. What would you call 911 for? I'm wondering. What would you call it for? If there's a fire in your house? That would be a good one. What else? Someone what? Maybe someone's hurt. Yeah. Last night they thought maybe somebody would fall off a ladder. And then you'd need it. What do you think? If somebody got killed? Yeah, that'd be a big one. Yep. One more. What would it be? If a burglar or a robber was in your house, would you call 911 then? I think so. And if you called them and said, hey, there's a burglar or a robber in my house, come quick. And they said, no, we can't come, we're too busy. What do you think of that? Would that be the good thing? No, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. You want them to come right away. Or if your house is broken down. Yep, that's right. Yeah. So, Jesus is walking by the lake one day, and he sees a couple of men. One is named Peter, and the other is named Andrew, and they're out there fishing. They're throwing these big nets into the water to catch fish. And Jesus says to Peter and to Andrew, I want you to come and be with me. From now on, we're going to catch men. We're going to be fishers of men. I want you to be a missionary with me. And what if Peter and Andrew said, thanks, Jesus, but we're too busy, maybe later? Was that the answer Jesus wanted from them? No, it wasn't. What did Jesus want Peter and Andrew to say? When he said, come follow me, what did he want them to do? Come. When? Now. Right now. Just like when you call 911. You don't come right now. Follow me right now. Right? Come. So that's what it is. Now Jesus wants you to believe in him, right? And does he want you to pray to him? You could call 911 if you broke your leg. You just got all kinds of reasons to call 911. I like that a lot. And they're going to come right away. Does Jesus want you to pray? If he says pray, when does he want you to pray? Tomorrow? The next day? Maybe Wednesday? What do you think? All the time? Right away? And don't put off believing then either. Believe now. Why is it so important to believe in Jesus now? Why do you think?
You never know when he's going to come.
When he's going to come. He's going to come someday. You don't know when he's going to come. That's what it's right. So, most important thing? When he talked to Peter and Andrew and he said, you come follow me, they left their nets and followed him right away. When you call 911 for that broken leg, they're going to come right away. right? When Jesus says, I want you to believe, I want you to pray, you're going to do it right away. You're not going to wait. You're not going to put it off. Can we pray? Everybody, children, fold your hands, close your eyes, say right after me, dear Jesus, help me to always believe and trust in you and pray to you and never to wait. Amen. Thank you, children. You can go back, and we're going to hear from you all pretty soon.
We rise. Our gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brothers of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated.
Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated. I was thinking that children, how many of you have cell phones? How many of you have cell phones? Just a few, not too many. At home, does the cell phone ever go off? Does somebody ever call during, like, when you're sitting down for dinner or anything like that? Does that happen? How many of you have the phone go off? Somebody, mom or dad's or somebody's phone goes off when you're eating? Like that? Have you ever had the phone go off when you're watching television or playing a video game? Yeah? Does it ever go off then? Yeah. How about big people? Does your phone ever go off like when you're at work and it's a private call and you wish it would just go away? Never happens. I am the pastor. I think it does. I think it does. Now, do your parents ever have to go and take you somewhere? Do you ever have to get in the car and go somewhere? Like to a practice or somewhere, like to school or somewhere like that? And then once you get there, do your parents have to come and pick you up again? Does that ever happen? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is what else? Do mom and dad have a lot of things to do at home? Raise your hand if your mom and dad are very, very busy at home. So nobody in the older group, but the younger group, mom and dad are pretty busy, huh? Yeah? Do they ever say, not right now, I'm too busy? Have you ever heard that? Oh, how about that? Yeah. Do you know what a distraction is? Can you tell me what a distraction is? Tell me, in your words, what's a distraction? I don't care, whoever does it. Okay, it's when something happens and you're not focused on the thing that you really want to do. Is that what you said? Pretty close? It's a beautiful definition. I love it. It's better than what I have written down. It's very good. It is something that you have to do that takes your mind off of what happens. Like, there was this man, his wife did everything for him. She just took care of everything in his whole life for him. And one day, she came with this sweater. And she said, honey, here's your sweater. And he looked at her and said, I forget. Am I cold or are we going somewhere? Obviously not a good joke. Okay. So I'm making my living as a pastor, not a comedian, so I'm all right. The other day, I walked into a room at my house, and I got into that room, and I forgot why I went into that room. Something distracted me on the way to that room. And I stood there for a while trying to think, now, why did I come into this room? I never did figure it out. Ignore that. It's a distraction, isn't it? That's a good example. Now, Pastor Donald, this is how we make something work when it really wasn't planned.
Well, I was trying to figure out if it was planned or not.
What kind of distractions do children have? What distracts you? What distracts you?
Video games.
Anybody else here ever watch video games? Yeah? What distracts you? Television? When it distracts you, what is it keeping you from, Mr. Sandusky? Whatever you're planning to do, you get distracted. But at your house, isn't it quiet all the time and peaceful? Your brother never distracts you, does he? No, you always are able to get your work done. No, not even close. What distracts you? The TV? Yeah. How about you? Your iPad. Okay. What distracts you? Tell me louder. Your sister. Nobody heard that, so it's okay. What distracts you? Your sister. No brothers ever distract anybody? You don't have a brother. Well, nothing I can do about that. What is so bad about distractions? What's so bad about them? What is so bad about distractions? You're not getting your stuff done. Why are we talking about distractions in church after all? What's the point? What do distractions keep us from doing? What do they keep us from doing? Our work? Our homework? What else? Our what? Praying. How would a distraction keep you from praying? I'll tell you, for me, when this fell over, I was distracted and I couldn't pray right away. Although I should have, but Pastor Donald, I'm sure, offered a prayer for me. Oh, Lord, please help Pastor Tom. He's failing. He's got a distraction going on. What else do distractions keep you from doing? From riding a horse. Okay. A distraction has never kept me from riding a horse. I will honestly say that. But I can be hopeful. There was a time we rented horses in Arizona and everybody laughed at me the whole time I was on the horse. I guess I didn't look good up there. We had a reading from St. Paul in 1 Corinthians today that told us to be aware of things that distract us. Because Jesus is going to come soon. And how could a distraction interfere with Jesus coming soon? Well, if you're sleepy in the morning and the alarm goes off or mom comes and says, time to get up, and you don't feel like getting up. Have you ever been tired like that and you just want to get some extra sleep in? Yeah? And you don't get up. And you know, when you first wake up in the morning, I think it's a good idea to say a prayer. Thank you, God, for a good night's sleep. Help me to have a great day. And then I start my day. But if I'm distracted because I want to sleep a little bit longer, or I want to get over to the video and I want to play a game right away, even before I go to school in the morning, then I get distracted and I don't pray. Or I get home from school and I've got some homework to do and I decide, no, I think I'm gonna watch TV for a little bit. That ever happened to you? Or I think I just want to have a snack. And I'm not going to do my homework right away. And you get distracted. How do mom and dads get distracted? What distracts mom and dads? Tell me. They're not listening now, so you can tell me. The phone distracts them? Do they get phone calls? Or are they playing games on the phone? What distracts mom and dad? When they try to do what? When they try to watch what the kids are doing? Oh, yeah, and they get distracted? What else? When the what?
So they're tablets.
So they're tablets. So your mom or dad are on the tablet or the iPad, and they're distracted. And do you ever wish they paid a little more attention to you then? Sometimes? Yeah. Or if they're on the tablet, can you do whatever you want? Because they're distracted? What do you think?
Since my mom always watches her phone, I think the phones distract
people. The phones distract people. Yeah. So what's really, really important? Tell me, like, one of the most important things in life. For you, what is one of the most important things? Just tell me. Just tell me. Anybody back here? You're all being so quiet. Anybody in confirmation class? You hope to get confirmed this year? You'll want to answer some of these. Are you being distracted? What is one of the most important things in life? Can you tell me? God? Are you just saying that because we're in church? It's a good answer all the time. Why is God important? Why is God important? He died on the cross. So he died on the cross. Why is that important? Can you tell me? He washed away our sins, so we can go to heaven, so that's important. What distracts us from God? Our sin? What else? What keeps our mind away from God sometimes?
The devil?
The devil? Sure. Sure.
Our tablets
and stuff? One more. What keeps us away from God?
Like video games.
That we keep going back to video games. Yep. It's something there. Let me tell you a little story. It's a pretend story about the devil. And he had this meeting of lots and lots of people. All these devils and his workers. And they were trying to figure out how to keep Christians distracted. Because if Christians are distracted, then they're not paying attention to God, right? So the devil decides that he's going to keep all the Christians very busy. We're just going to let the Christians be very busy all the time. They're going to do stuff that they really don't need to do, but they're just going to be real, real busy every day. They never get a break. So they get up in the morning, they go to school or they go to work or whatever they're doing, they're busy all day. You come home from school, you come home from work, you got to eat, you got to do your homework, you got to rest. Mom and dad got all kinds of things to do. They're busy, 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 busy. And they're so busy that sometimes they don't even pray when they sit down to eat. Or sometimes they're so busy they don't even have time to go to church. Or sometimes they get so busy they don't even have time to listen to how your day was. Or sometimes they're so busy that when you're getting ready to go to bed, they don't have time to pray with you. And then we're distracted and we forget about God. You can help your mom and dad. How can you help them?
Help them do stuff they need to do.
Help them to do the things they need to do. Don't be a distraction for them. What do you think?
Help them cook.
Help them cook. I like that idea. Or clean up. One more. Help them clean. Yeah. Have you ever said to your mom or dad, can you pray with me? That's an idea. Can you pray with me right now, children? Can you fold your hands and say right after me, Dear Jesus, help us to not be so distracted that we forget the really important things, especially you. Amen. Thank you, children. You were very good today.
Strong God, mighty is our God.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. God, the center of our lives, help us to avoid the countless distractions of life that pull us away from you. May we return to you, who are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy. God, the center of our lives, Jesus announced the presence of your gracious reign among us here on earth. Turn our hearts and the hearts of all people to you, that we all may come to trust in your mercy through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. God, the center of our lives, thank you for welcoming us as your children through the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ. When we look upon those who are vulnerable and in need, especially those struggling with an unplanned pregnancy, help us see them as your children who need to be welcomed and cared for. Father, be with the many couples who want to adopt a child. Give them opportunity, and when opportunity comes, give them patience and a sustaining faith in you and your grace. Lord, in your mercy. God, the center of our lives, bring healing and hope to all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially Evelyn, Raylin, Vernette, Laverne, John, Katie, Don, Eb, Vernette, Dolores, Dick, and Vern. Grant them patience in every affliction and hearts at rest in your unfailing love, trusting that underneath it all are your everlasting arms. Lord, in your mercy. God, the center of our lives, we pray for all who celebrate a birthday this week, including Richard, Bree, Mandy, Anya, Austin, Michael, Pamela, Elizabeth, and Sally. May they remember each birthday with joy and celebrate all that God does in each life. May today and all the days of their life be filled with the wonders of his abundant love. Lord, in your mercy. God, the center of our lives, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to give an excellent academic preparation for the children we serve at Emmanuel. We are most grateful for the opportunity to share Jesus' amazing love with children and their families. We thank you for our network of nearly 2,300 LCMS preschools, elementary schools, and high schools with the public opportunity to proclaim and celebrate God's work among us in Lutheran schools. Since you have committed the care and nurture of children to your people, graciously edify those who teach and learn here that they may know the truth and trust in you all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. And into your hands we commend all from whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns in communion and love with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with our worship by giving our offerings for the mission and ministry of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School.
Wow.
Since you guys did such a great job with that, I figure you might as well stay up here and help me with the Lord's Prayer. So let's turn and face the altar as we say the Lord's Prayer together. And the congregation will rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We can all turn around and help me with the blessing. So the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, teach you to walk in his way more trustfully, to accept his truth more faithfully, and to share his life more lovingly, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may come as one family to the kingdom of the Father. And the blessing of the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Thanks, guys.